better farther on. Though I have afflicted thee, I will afflict thee no more. Nahum chapter 1, verse 12. There is a limit to affliction. God sends it, and God removes it. Do you sigh and say, when will the end be? Remember that our griefs will surely and finally end when this poor earthly life is over. Let us quietly wait and patiently endure the will of the Lord till he cometh. Meanwhile, our Father in heaven takes away the rod when his design in using it is fully served. When he has whipped away our folly, there will be no more strokes. Or if the affliction is sent for testing us, that our graces may glorify God, it will end when the Lord has made us bear witness to his praise. We would not wish the affliction to depart till God has gotten out of us all the honor which we can possibly yield him. There may today be a great calm. Who knows how soon those raging billows will give place to a sea of glass, and the seabirds sit on the gentle waves. After long tribulation, the flail is hung up, and the wheat rests in the garner. We may, before many hours are past, be just as happy as now we are sorrowful. It is not hard for the Lord to turn night into day. He that sends the clouds can as easily clear the skies. Let us be of good cheer. It is better on before. Let us sing hallelujah by anticipation.